and welcome to Chatter, a podcast from Kainos about all things tech, design, and product. I'm Shanna, and I'm an engagement manager at Kainos, and today I'm the guest host. Today's topic is all about Campaign Against Living Miserably, also known as CALM, and we have Rachel Tisch from CALM with us. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Shanna.
So before we dive into any questions, can you tell us a bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes, of course. My name is Rachel and I work in corporate fundraising at CALM. So that basically means looking after all of our amazing corporate partners, such as you guys at Kainos, helping you to get the most out of the partnership. So that can be anything from delivering presentations to helping set up fundraising pages and through to embarrassing myself on company podcasts.
Can you give us a bit of info about what CALM is and how did it come about?
Yeah, of course. So CALM stands for the Campaign Against Living Miserably, and we're leading a movement against suicide, which is the single biggest killer of men under the age of 45 in the UK. And we do this through frontline services, national campaigns, and by building communities. We run a free and anonymous helpline and web chat service from 5 p.m. to midnight, 365 days a year for absolutely anybody who needs us. And you can find us at thecalmzone.net. CALM was actually first launched as a pilot by the Department of Health in Manchester to run just a phone line a couple of nights a week. And that was 15 years ago. And now it has actually grown into the national charity that you guys all know. So until 2011, CALM was aimed at men aged 15 to 35. But by 2011, it was really clear that the volume of male callers aged over 35 was growing and suicide among older men was increasing. So CALM consulted extensively with supporters, with funders and commissioners before expanding its remit to cover all men in the UK. And as you all hopefully now know, our remit has evolved again to cover anybody in the UK who might need us, so not just men. And yeah, we're there for anybody, regardless of gender, age or background.
That's really interesting. Thanks for that, Rachel. So in terms of events and activities, can you given a few examples of how you guys raised the awareness?
Yeah, of course. So CALM's biggest campaign to date was probably Project 84, which told the stories of 84 men lost to suicide who represented the 84 men who took their own lives every week in the UK. This figure has now gone up to 94. We brought together the bereaved families and friends of 84 real men who took their own lives to create magnificent sculptures with renowned artist Mark Jenkins. Each one was a poignant reminder of a real life loss and a call to society to come together to take a stand against male suicide. Not only did this campaign garner sort of worldwide attention and press coverage, but it also led to the appointment for the first ever government minister for suicide prevention, as well as being sort of like a massive key change for CALM as a charity. More recently, we've put on our very first CALM run event, which is known as the Lost Hours Walk. And the Lost Hours Walk is actually our first ever CALM owned event and was an opportunity for us to deal with grief differently and defiantly. We really wanted to smash the silence that's so often around loss. And remember our sons, remember our daughters, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, and, you know, partners and friends out on the streets of London. So starting at 11 p.m. on the Saturday when the clocks went back in October 2019, over 1,000 of our supporters walked with us from Greenwich past Big Ben and back again to make sort of real change happen and continue to grow our life-changing services. We kind of thought that on the one day we are given extra time, why not walk for all those with whom there wasn't enough time? Unfortunately, we have had to make the difficult decision to postpone the walk this October, but we will be encouraging everyone to take part in their own Lost Hours walk remotely and at home. So we will have more details of that launching soon. So please watch this space.
So it seems that the current global pandemic has already impacted, for example, the walk. How has it impacted the work that CALM do just on a day-to-day basis? And has it hindered your abilities to try and help people?
As you can probably imagine, our biggest impact has been people needing our services. So we saw a 37% increase in the week that stricter measures were announced. And unsurprisingly, we then saw a further spike and demand has stayed the highest that CALM has ever seen. So as well as a huge sort of increase in demand, we've also seen quite a big change in the types of concerns people have. isolation and loneliness is now affecting more people than ever, and many people feel as though they have lost their support network of friends, family and colleagues. We've spoken to frontline workers dealing with traumatic situations every day while also contending with their own worries and anxieties. We've spoken to people who are feeling confused, nervous, angry, frustrated and helpless, as well as people facing difficult life situations. We've spoken to those in strained relationships and with nowhere to go, and to people who have suffered domestic abuse, and to people whose anxiety continues to rise. At the beginning of lockdown, to be completely candid, we did implement an emergency strategy to ensure that our core services would be protected, as we knew how much they were going to be needed. This meant pausing some of our projects and putting some head office staff on furlough, as we needed to make sure we weren't losing any seat on the helpline. The biggest frustration and worry, I think, is knowing that we simply can't answer everybody's call or web chat when demand is this high. And that's why it's so important we continue pushing, especially in fundraising, so in my role, to secure enough money to ensure that we can reach everybody that needs us. And the Calm helpline at the moment has answered 31,000 calls and web chats and directly prevented 137 suicides since lockdown began.
So COVID-19 has impacted Calm directly, and you've been able to get, I guess, the bums on the seats to be able to support everyone out there and making sure that you've got the services up and running. But, you know, it's impacting each individual person as well. Personally, it's impacted me with regards to, you know, making sure our parents have the right services, have the right help that they need. How has it impacted you, Rachel?
So I'm really lucky not to live alone, which means that I've had company throughout, which has been really, really great, and I feel super fortunate. Not sure that my housemate would see it the same way, but fingers crossed. I found not being able to see my family for ages at the beginning was really tough, so I'm really glad that I've been able to see them now. But so maybe the best advice I've been given is to try and stick to a routine as much as possible, although definitely don't do this all the time, and sort of get outside for exercise if you can. Also sort of like keep an eye out on different events and stuff, that are, like virtual events that are happening. I know that we've got a running event at the moment with the running company Run Through, which is basically a virtual race you can do anytime and anywhere. And entry includes a donation to Calm plus a medal. So just give Run Through and Calm a Google and you should be able to find it to join in with that.
Great. Well, who doesn't want a medal? So I'll definitely be having a look for that. And yeah, I sticking to a routine is just so helpful, even though, you know, it's hard in the circumstances, but definitely sticking to a routine has really helped me personally. So I agree with that as well. So for the people listening who may be in need of support, how can they contact Calm?
Our helpline and web chat is open 365 days a year from 5 p.m. till midnight. Our helpline number is 0800 58 58 58, and our web chat service can be found at thecalmzone.net.
That's great. And if you could give any advice to our listeners who may be going through difficult times and thinking about potentially harming themselves, what would you like to tell them?
Speak to someone. It could be a friend or family member or Calm. We are here for you no matter what. So whether it is the Calm helpline or another service when we are not open, please, please just speak to somebody.
Thank you for that. And just finishing off on a couple of other questions with regards to the relationship between Calm and Kainos. So what's the connection currently?
Kainos chose Calm to be your charity of the year. I think with lockdown, things are definitely looking a little bit different than we'd perhaps planned or hoped, but we have still been doing sort of loads of virtual events that we'd love to get Kainos employees involved in. So please do get in touch with me if you have any fundraising ideas, or if you want to be added to our corporate mailing list, which keeps you up to date with all the amazing stuff we are doing. We've had everything from a Lewis Capaldi concert through to the cast of Normal People playing Mario Kart, through to a virtual sort of home run event, and then also a big buzz off shaving challenge. So hopefully we've been, there's something for everybody, and please do get involved.
They all sound fantastic, Rachel. I'll definitely be in touch with regards to that. So finally, what can people at Kainos and our other non-Kainos listeners do to help raise awareness for Calm?
Follow us on all our socials. We are at Calm Zone on Instagram and at The Calm Zone on Twitter and Facebook. and basically like and share as many posts as you can. Get involved with any fundraisers you fancy and spread the word through word of mouth. You never know when someone might be struggling, so just letting people know that Calm is there to help people is super, super important. But yeah, thank you so much for having me today.
That was great. Thank you very much, Rachel. So do you want to just repeat the Calm website and Calm number for anyone that needs to contact?
Yes, of course. So our helpline number is 0800 585858, and our web chat service can be found at thecalmzone.net, and we are open 365 days a year from 5 p.m. till midnight.
Great. Thanks very much, Rachel. Looking forward to speaking to you offline.
Have a nice day. Yeah. Bye.
That's it for another episode. Please share and subscribe to listen to more episodes. The Chatter team is JT Takar, V Rizazi, Olivia Sharp and Adam Dimby. I am Abby Laurie. Thank you and goodbye.